Okay, good morning and a good chedesh, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Chav Tes. We are holding on daf Kuf Chav Chesam and Beis. We are at Darash Marzutra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the page, on daf Kuf Chav Chesam and Beis. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, Natsacha, for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely, and also by Franklin and Rosalind Sitow, in honor of the engagement of their grandson, my Talmud, Uri Walfish, to Tamar Brody of Florida, and also by the Gross family, Lizecha Nishmas, Chanaleya Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramosha Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chayaleya Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to finish off the sugya from yesterday. Yesterday, the connecting theme in the whole daf was that it was seven different statements that were all made by Rabbi Abba. It was Shalach Le Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef Parchama. So the Gemara is going to say, do we paskin like all of these seven different things that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Parchama? And after the Gemara makes an initial statement, we're going to try to figure out what the chiddush of that statement is. Where in these seven things is there a chiddush in terms of our psak halacha? Then the Gemara is going to move on to the discussion where the Mishnah had said that if a person diverts some of the Yerusha to somebody else and he does not use the Lashon of Yerusha, he uses the Lashon of Matana, then it's going to work. As long as he uses the Lashon of Matana. So we're going to have several different shitos in terms of when does that work. What if he uses both the Lashon of Yerusha and the Lashon of Matana? What if he uses the Lashon of Yerusha legabe one property, a Lashon Matana legabe another property, or a Lashon of Yerusha legabe one person, a Lashon Matana legabe another person? So those are the factors. Is it a Lashon Yerusha, Lashon Matana? Is it both? Is it is it to one person? Is it on one property? And we're going to have several different shitos. The Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas whether Shtei Sados L'Shnei B'nei Adam is going to work. They use both Lashon Matana and Lashon Yerusha, but it's on two separate fields and to two separate people. So will the one where you use the Lashon Yerusha, will that one work? So we're going to have a couple of, we have machlokas about that, and a couple of rayas that take up the majority of Amud Beis. At the end of the discussion of the second raya, we're going to talk a little bit about Toch K'dei Dibur K'dibur Dami, that when can one be Chozer B'Toch K'dei Dibur, and what are the exceptions to the rule of Toch K'dei Dibur, and that will bring us all the way to the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, which hopefully Bli Nedar will get to today. So let's begin. Darsh Marzut Shemeshmeid Rav Simi Barashi Hilchsa B'chalani Shmeitza. The halacha in all of the seven things that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama is Hilchsa B'chalani Shmeitza Kiddush Halach Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama is exactly like the Psak Halacha that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, and not like the Chachamim that disagreed with all the different Piskei Halacha, all of the different discussions that we had yesterday, that we paskin like the initial message that he had sent. Some of the Ravina the Ravashi, Rav Nachman Mai, are you going to even say that the halacha is like him when it comes to collecting from Avadim? After all, in that din, Rav Nachman disagreed with him. The Rabbi Abba said that a balchov of someone who is now deceased can collect from the Avadim of the mace, and Rav Nachman said, no, he cannot collect his chov from the Avadim of the mace. And we know, generally speaking, Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini, generally speaking, Rav Nachman is considered a great expert in Dinei Mamonos, and we always pass like Rav Nachman and Dinei Mamonos. So it's hard to say that you're going to paskin like Rabbi Abba over there, knowing full well that Rav Nachman disagrees with him. So how could you say that the halacha is like Rabbi Abba on all seven of these issues? So Amar Leis, Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, Ein Govin Masninan La. We learned that Rabbi Abba sent the message that the halacha is that you cannot collect from the Avadim of the deceased, in which case Rav Nachman does not disagree. Rav Nachman says exactly the same thing. And therefore, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. So when you learn the hemshech of that discussion, it's not Rav Nachman Amar, the Rav Nachman is, it's V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman says exactly like Rabbi Abba. So the psak halach of Rav Sim Barashi is exactly like Rabbi Abba. And that which is Mekubal B'yodenu, that we have that Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini, is not a stira to that, because everyone's on the same page. So says Amar, okay, good. So now you told me that we paskin like what everybody holds, that Rabbi Abba and Rav Nachman, they don't disagree. And therefore, of course, everybody holds that ain govin, that you're not allowed to collect from the avadim. So now that you tell me that there's no machlokas, and it's a davar pashat that that's the halacha, so when Rishim Barashi says that the halacha follows Rabbi Abba in all seven issues, what's his chiddush? Meaning, which one of those is a chiddush? Why does he have to tell me that we pass like Rabbi Abba? Who wanted to say that the halacha is not like Rabbi Abba? I mean, in which of those issues would I have thought the halacha is not like Rabbi Abba that you need to tell it to me? So we'll go through the possibilities. If Rav Simon Bar Ashi is coming to tell me not like Rava, who had said in yesterday's daf that even a shlishi berishon is kosher to be an aid, that a person with their great uncle, is that how it works? A great uncle that is kosher to be an aid, right? So he wants to say that the halacha is not like that, but rather we pass on like Rabbi Abba, that no, shlishi berishon is a pasul aid. Only a shlishi b'sheni is a kosher aid. Great uncle's son, meaning your parents' first cousin, a shlishi b'sheni is a kosher to be made. So you can't say that because mosif who? Because it could be that Rava was only being mosif on what Rabbi Abba said, because Rabbi Abba allowed a shlishi b'sheni, and Rava was mosif that even a shlishi b'rishon is kosher as well. So it could be that Rabbi Abba is motive to that a shlishi b'rishon is kosher. He just happened to be talking about a case of a shlishi b'sheni being kosher. That's what the Rashbam explains. The fact that Rabbi Abba needed to be machshir shlish b'sheni is only to be motzi from those opinions that hold in Masech Sanhedrin that even a shlish b'sheni is possible, but not to be medayik in the other direction that necessarily a shlish b'rishon is going to be possible. It could be he agrees that a shlish b'rishon is going to be kosher. He just happened to have been talking about a case of a shlish b'sheni to make a point about a shlish b'sheni. The Ramban writes that the Gemara knew that the halacha was like Rava, that a shlish b'rishon is kosher. And that's why it says mosif hu, meaning we paskin like Rava. So you can't say that Rav Simon Bar Ashi is coming to be motzi midivrei Rava, is telling me not to paskin like Rava, because the Gemara knew full well that we do paskin like Rava. And that's what tipped the Gemara off, that Rabbi Abba probably wasn't arguing, and because if we're paskin like Rabbi Abba, we wouldn't be paskin against Rava, because we know we paskin like Rava. That's what the Gemara's point over here is. So the Rashba, the other Rishonim take sides in this machlokas, Rashbam and Ramban, meaning what is the Gemara's point when it says Mosif Hu? The Rashbam understood again that Mosif Hu means that there's no hechrech that Rabbi Abba is disagreeing with Rava. He might also agree that a shlishi berishon is kosher. It's just that he spoke about a shlishi b'sheni. Could be he agrees that a shlishi b'rishon is kosher also. Whereas Ramban said, no, he must agree that a shlishi b'rishon is kosher because we know that we paskin like Rava, and therefore if you're paskin like Rabbi Abba, you can't be going against Rava. So those are the two ways of understanding this line of the Gemara. The Rashba aligns with the Rashbam, and he says if the Ramban were correct that the Gemara knew that the halacha was like Rava, the Gemara should have said that don't say that Rishim Bar Ashi is coming to be motzi mi Rava, shari halacha kamo. So you wouldn't say Mosif Hu. You'd say he can't be coming to tell me against Rava because halacha kamoso. That's the way it should have said according to the Ramban. So it must be that the Rashbam's interpretation is correct. The Ran says that the Ramban's interpretation is correct, because if we didn't paskin like Rava, why would the Gemara need to say that halacha is not like Mar Bar Avashi, who's machshir to be made for Avi Aviv, for a grandfather? It can't be that for Achi Avi Aviv you're going to be pasul, and that Avi Aviv you're going to be kosher, right? Meaning, so once you're going to say that for Achi Avi Aviv you're going to be pasul, it's pasul for your own grandfather you're going to be pasul. You wouldn't need to mention that. Elamai must be that for Achi Avi Aviv, for Shlishi Berishon, it's going to be kosher, and therefore it's a raya brura that la halacha we do in fact paskin like Rava. Rabbeinu Tam writes in Sefer Yasha that the halacha is that a shlishi berishon is possible, and he understands the shaila of the Gemara as that since Rava is only being mosif on Rabbi Abba, so if Rav Simi Barashi wanted a paskin against Rava's Hosafa, he should have said Ein Halacha K'Rava. Meaning, but from the fact that he said Halacha K'Rabbi Abba, we don't know that Rava is only we don't know that whether we pass him like Rava, because Rava is only being Mosif, and it could be that the Halacha is like Rabbi Abba and the Halacha is like Rava also. So it should have made it much more clear. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns the Kash of the Gemara. Okay, so if we're coming Tami Lafukim to Rava, and it's that issue that Rabbi Abba spoke about, that we're really trying to be mechadish over here, that we paskin like, no, then and we're coming to tell me not like the Shita of Rava, yeah, that doesn't make sense, because Mosif who, however you understand that line of Gemara, of what Mosif who is, whether Rashbam, Ramban, or Rabbeinu Tam, and Eid, Marba Ravashi. And if Rav Simon Bar Ashi is coming to tell me that against Mar Bar Avashi, who is machshir to be made even for a grandfather, so you don't need that, because of that we know. Las Hilchsuk Mar Bar Avashi. I mean, you wouldn't tell me Hilchsuk Rabbi Abba just to tell me that you're not allowed to be made for a grandfather. Meaning, we already know you're not allowed to be made for a grandfather. There's no chiddush in that. We already rejected the shita that you could be made for a grandfather. And Ilaf, who came to Shmuel, and if he's coming to tell me, unlike the shita of Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, Rav Papa, and Rav Sheshes, Rav Papa, they were the ones in yesterday's daf that were machshir edus of a pikeach who then became blind about a variety of things. And they say, yeah, I know he's blind, but he'll still be able to identify the talus because he'll know the measurements. He'll still be able to identify the piece of silver because he'll know the weight. Remember, those are the shitos of these amarayim. So Rav Simon Bar Ashi is coming to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Abba and not like them. We do not accept the edus of a person who's currently blind on those issues. Well, Hayitosfu, I don't need you to tell me that. We already had a tiyufta on those opinions in Amoraim in yesterday's daf. So what are you telling me when you're telling me that we pass like Rabbi Abba? Elala fukimid Rabbi Yochanan. It must be he's coming to tell me against Rabbi Yochanan, paskins like the Chachamim, that if a person says about one of his children that he is the Bukhar, when another one was already muhsak as the Bukhar, that he's not going to be believed. So we want to say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you are believed, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Abba that we're identifying, that a father who says about one of his children that he is the Bukhar, even though someone else was, another one of the children was previously muhsak as the Bukhar, that he's going to be believed. Umeat kafta demar barava ashi, and he's coming to preclude the kasha of Mar Barav Ashi on Rabbi Abba, that he has said that a mode of mimiksas and edmar meyed, that he's parea, meaning that's the other thing he's coming to exclude, the atkafta, the kasha that Mar Barav Ashi had on Rabbi Abba in that last case that we had yesterday, where someone was mode of mimiksas, he said, oh, you tell me I owe you $100 and you have a shtar that says I owe you $100, I admit that I owe you $50, but then edim come and say that I owe you nothing, that I'm chayiv a shvua. So we asked on that, no, he's a meshav aveda to the malva, we should pater him from a shvua. So that's what Simon Bar Ashi is coming to tell me, that we don't paskin like that, we paskin like Rabbi Abba, that itaki is chayiv a shvua. We don't paskin like the kasha on Rabbi Abba, we paskin like Rabbi Abba, that it has a din like a mode of mitzvah. So those are, of the seven cases, those are the two that are actually chidushim, to tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Abba. The case of identifying which of the children is a b'char against the chazaka, and the funny case where one guy says you owe me $100 and the other guy says I owe you $50, and then Adam say he owes nothing. So do we treat that like a moda b'miktsas? Okay, so that closes up the sugya from yesterday. So now the Mishnah said Hamachalik Mechasu Al Piv Riba Le'echad Miyad Le'echad V'chulei. The V'chulei is really important over here because the whole discussion is on the V'chulei. It's not on that line. So what the V'chulei is V'im Amar Mishum Yerusha Lo Amar Klum. That's the v'chulei. The v'chulei is that if I'm giving somebody a part of my Yerusha and he's not one of my Yorshim, then it's invalid. He can't Yorshim if he's not one of my Yorshim. But if I use the lashon of matana at any point, b'tchila be'emtz or b'sof, at any point in my statement that I want to give him this thing, I use the lashon of matana, then dvarv kayamin, then the matana is going to be binding. So first off, says Mara, what do you mean? What does that look like? What do you mean? He mentioned matana at the beginning, middle, end. Beginning, middle, end of what? What did he say? So it's actually quite straightforward. Tinas in sada plonis liploni vi yirsha. So he started with tinasain, that you should give Sad plonus leploni, this field to that guy, and then he throws in v'yirsha, and you should be yorishit. So do I listen to the word v'yirsha or to the word tinasin? Tinasin would be binding, it would work, because I'm allowed to give him matana. V'yirsha is not going to work, because I'm not allowed to give it as yirsha. Zui matana betchila, that's the lashon matana betchila, where the Mishnah said that works. Yirsha v'tinasin lo, if I say yirsha ploni l'sada plonis, and v'tinasin lo, well that's zui matana besof. That's a case where I'm mentioning matana at the end, where that's going to be binding according to our Mishnah. Yirsha v'tinasin lo v'yirsha zui matana b'emtza. That's the lashon matana in the middle, where again the Mishnah had said bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sof, dvar of kayamin. In all three of those cases, it's going to work. So the Ran writes in the name of the Ra'ah that he has to write the second lashon, meaning in the case, let's say of yirsha ploni the son of plonis vitinasin lo yirsha vitinasin lo, that the Gemara was medactic to dafka put a vav in there, that it's yirsha vitinasin lo, or the other way around, tinasin lo vi yirsha. But if you do without the vav, you say tinasin lo yirsha or yirsha tinasin lo, then it's totally in the machlokas that we have in Maseches Bamitzvah Daf Kuf Beis. If a person says two different lashonos, are we tofes lashon rishon or are we tofes lashon achron? It's dafka because of the vav that you're connecting them, that you're saying it's not two different lashonos, it's one lashon. It's just a matter of where the emphasis is. So the emphasis is always going to be on the lashon matana more than on the lashon of yirusha. But if you were to say two totally separate lashonos, the Ran quotes in the name of the Ra'ah, then this discussion is moot, because then it's really a discussion about tfos lashon rishon or tfos lashon achron. Okay, so Rav Dimi adds now as follows. So Rav Dimi just told us the cases. So Rav Dimi now adds v'dafka b'demechad, that this whole idea that you could put the word matana in the beginning, the middle, the end, and it's always going to work as a matana, that's all if you said both lashonos to the same person v'sada achas. And it was all about the same property. So if you said both the Lashon Virusha and the Lashon Matana to the same person on the same property, we have to choose one of those Lashonos, and we choose Lashon Matana, because there's no way to split it, right? It's not Mistaver at all to say, oh, he probably meant half of the field should be given to this guy, be Yerusha, and half the Matana. No, it's one property. So obviously, he meant one thing about giving this field. One property, one person, he meant one thing. So that's where we can say, oh, he meant Matana, and therefore it's going to be binding. Aval! But if you have any daylight in between, I mean, you have anywhere to make a chilek, you're giving the same field but to two different people, so each one is getting half of the field, or you're giving two different fields to the same guy, and use a lashon virusha, lashon matana, then it's more mistaver to say that you meant a lashon matana for one of these nesinos and a lashon yerusha for the other one. So if I'm giving to two different people and I use lashon yerusha, lashon matana, one of them I'm trying to do with lashon yerusha, and that won't work, and the other one I'm trying to do lashon matana, and that will work. Or if I'm giving to the same person, but it's two different fields, it means one of these fields I'm trying to give as Yerusha, and that won't work. The other field I'm trying to give as matana, and that will work. So if there's any way to split it, then lo, then the din of our Mishnah will not apply, and the lashon matana will work on the one that's given as matana. But whatever you said lashon Yerusha is not going to work. And kolshkein, if you're makna shnei sados to shnei b'nei adam, right? That's what Rashi points out, it's obvious, right? If you're makna two different fields to two different people, then of course, one of them is b'loshon matana, the other one is b'loshon yerusha, of course the one that's that he's only mekabel the one that's lashon matana, the one that's lashon yerusha, he's not mekabel, it doesn't work, because the lashon matana is not going to work for the guy that you use the lashon yerusha for. Tosa Rosh quotes the name of the Rivam that we're going to have a machlokas on Kufmem Gimel and Aleph, when a person is makne to an adam and to a chamor. That according to Rav Amnuna, since you're makna la adam al chamar at the same time, and you can't be makna to a chamar, right? The chamar can't make a kinyan, there's no das whatsoever, so chamar has no ownership, there's no such thing as a chamar only thing. Sometimes you have mishugayim that leave their entire yerusha to their dogs or whatever, right? So there's no such thing, right? There's no ownership of an animal, so af ha adam lo kana. The person's in the same breath, you're going to be makna, you know, this field to my next door neighbor, and and this one to his dog. So the whole thing is invalid. The whole thing is not going to work. So over here also says the Tosfos Rashi in the name of Rivam, against what the Rashbam said, that since to one you're saying, I want to be makna this field to this guy be matana, and that one to this one be Yerusha, and it was all in the same statement, the whole thing is invalid. Though not like the Rashbam said. The Rashbam said that the one that was Belasha Matana is going to work, the one that was Belasha Yerusha is not going to work. But okay, so that's the Pashup Shad is like the Rashbam, but that's what Tosfos Rashi quotes in the name of the Rivam. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that as long as it's either Shtei Sados or Shnei B'nai Adam, then the one that's B'lashon Matan is going to work, the one that's B'lashon Yerusha is not going to work. We're not going to just say, oh, the whole thing is binding. But there's a Shita that's Cholek. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afilu Adam Echad Shtei Sados, Soda Achad Shnei B'nai Adam, even if it's one person receiving two fields, or two people receiving one field, it's still going to work because the Lashon Matana was included, and we assume that that Lashon Matana goes on everything. Aval, Shtei Sados Shnei B'nai Adam Lo. Only when it's two fields to two people, that's the only case when it's not going to work, where the Lashon Yerusha is not going to work. That's the only case where we could totally separate it out and say, to this one person with this one field, it's going to be a Matana, and that's going to work, and to this other person with this other field, that's a Yerusha, that's a Lashon Yerusha, and that will not work. So Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Tinasin Sada Plonis Laploni, V'yirash Ploni Sada Plonis, meaning that's a case of Shnei Sados, Shnei B'nai Adam, it's two fields, two people. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kana, Rabbi Yochanan says, even the one that you gave to Belashon Yerusha is going to be Kana. That even that works, since that somewhere in the statement you use the Lashon Matana, that's going to work. Rabbi Lazar Amar Lo Kana. Rabbi Lazar says that it does not work. So wait a second, how does that stim with what we just said? Rabbi Yochanan says Kana. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say that that's not true? Right? Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan that if it's either two fields or two people, we said that that it does. That the one that's Lashon Yerusha does not work. And now you're telling me that two fields and two people is yes going to work? That doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to buy the Ravin. Anachtalan chada v'atkaftalan chada. Of the two statements you just made, that Rabbi Yochanan says kana and Rabbi Lazar says lo kana, one of them I'm okay with, the other one I'm really not okay with. Bishlam Rabbi Lazar lo kasha. I understand very well that it's not a stira in Rabbi Lazar, that which you said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that two sados to two people, that the one that's given Blasha Yerusha is not kona, that is not soser, that which you said previously in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that that which is Blasha Yerusha is kona. Why? Because when did Rabbi Lazar say it is kona? That's the when it was the same person receiving both fields. So even though you use both Lashon Yerusha both and the Lashon Matana, we assume the Lashon Matana was going on both of them because it was all going to the same person. When does he say the one that's Lashon Yerusha does not work? That's when it's not only two fields, but it's also two people. So that's where Rabbi Lazar is going to be Moda, that the one that's Belashon Yerusha is not going to work. But the stira in Rabbi Yochanan is overwhelming. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan holds up. You're telling me Rabbi Yochanan holds Shtei Sados, Shnei B'nei Adam, the Lashon Matana is going to carry the day, and both of these Matanos are going to work, even the one that's Belashon Yerusha? Well, we just previously said, Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it doesn't work. Not only doesn't it work when it's Shnei Sados Shnei B'nai Adam, it doesn't even work if it's Shnei Sados and one person, or Shnei B'nai Adam and one field. It doesn't work. So says Amorayim in the Alibi Rabbi Yochanan. There's no way of resolving that. It's obviously Machlokas Amorayim between what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So now the Gemara brings another sheet of Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says Shnei Sados to Shnei B'nai Adam with using both the Shonos Matan and Yerusha Lo Kana is not going to work. The one that gets Lashon of Yerusha does not get anything. Ad Sheyomar, unless you formulate it in the following special way. Ploni uploni, the two fellows, Yershu will both be Yorish, Sada plonis uplonis, these two fields, Shenesatim lem b'matan of Yerushim, that I'm giving to them as a matana, and they will Yarshin it. So since you mentioned the Lashon Yerusha twice, and the Lashon Matana in between, in the middle, it turns out that each of these Lashonos, all of the Lashonos of Yerusha are going on the same person, and since Loshon Virusha is said to both, meaning they're both going, they're going on both people, and since Loshon Virusha was going on both people, Mistama the Loshon Matana was also going on both people. So it's as if you told the same guy both the Loshon Virusha and the Loshon Matana, and therefore the Loshon Matana carries the day. So even though you mentioned Virusha twice, you only mentioned Matana once, still that's going to be what carries the day. So the Gemara says there are other Amorim that also get in on the action in this Machlokas. Biplukta, this Machlokas we find is a Machlokas of other Amorim. That Amar Rav Amnuna lo shanu al adam echad v'sod achas, av lo adam echad v'shtei sod v'sod v'shnei b'nei adam lo. That Rav Amnuna said that when do we say that a Loshon Matana is going to carry the day and we're going to ignore the fact that you said Yerusha? That's only if it's one field, one person. But if it's either two fields or two people, the initial statement that we had from Rabbi Yochanan, right, that's what he's holding. Like, if it's either two fields or two people, there's any way to separate it out, we say there's a Matana, there's an attempted Yerusha. The attempted Yerusha does not work, the Matana does work. Rav Nachman also has an opinion. No, it still works if it's either two people or two fields. Aval, shtei sadus shnei b'nei adam, lo. But if it's two fields and two people, then the one who got the field, b'lashon Yerusha, does not work. And that's the shita of Rabbi Lazar that we had previously quoted. Rav Sheshes Amar, afilu shtei sadus shnei b'nei adam, that even two fields and two people, the one you give the field to b'lashon Yerusha, will work. And that's the shita of Ravin within Rabbi Yochanan that we already learned. So all of these three shitos that we just mentioned right now, we already learned, and we just had different names attached to them. And now we're saying that later generations of Amoraim also had opinions about how to paskin which of these three shitos is correct. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try some rayas. So Rav Sheshes mina minila. How can I prove my shita? Meaning Rav Sheshes is one that said, even shtei sadus shnei b'nei adam, so you could so easily say that to one person you're giving one field as a matana, to the other one you're trying to give the other field as a Yerusha, and you could so easily say that second one doesn't work, that Rav Sheshes says, no, it all works. Since you use the Loshon Matana in this, in this maimed over here where you're giving stuff away, you use the Loshon Matana, at some point it's going to work for everybody, that even Loshon Yerusha is going to work, even though Shnei Sadl Shnei B'nei Adam. So Rav Sheshes says, where would I get such a thing? Mina Aminila. Ditanya, I get it from a braisa. It says as follows. Let's say you have a Shchiv Mira, Ha'omer Tenu Shekel Lebni B'Shabbos. Person, Lebanai B'Shabbos. Person says, please take care of my children from my estate. I would like you to please make sure that you give a shekel to my children each week, so they have food to eat for that week. V'ru'uyin litein sela. A shekel is not enough. Inflation, it's not possible to make it work on a shekel. They really need a sela. They really need two shekelim. So nosin lem sela. What he was really trying to say is, take care of my kids. Make sure they have enough. So then you give them a sela, because that's probably what his kavana was. It wasn't dafka a shekel. He meant, give them whatever mezonos they need. But he was saying, just be mitzamtzim. Don't let them live in the lap of luxury. Give them what they need. But if he said, al titnu lehen elo shekel, but if he didn't just say, give a shekel, he said, do not give anything more than a shekel, right? Only give a shekel. Then ein osam lehen elo shekel. Then we know that he meant dafka a shekel, and we have to do exactly what he said. And if the father says, im mesu, if my children were to die and the money, and there's still some money left at the time that they die, so instead of my children's children being yoresh, yirshu acherim tachtehem, I want somebody else. He diverts Yerusha to someone else. Bein shamar tnu, bein shamar al titnu, einos lemel shekel. Then whether he had said tnu shekel bni, or whether he said don't give them any more than a shekel, then we always have to limit it to a shekel. Meaning, if he just spoke about his children and he didn't speak about anybody else, so then it depends whether he said tnu shekel or al titnu ela shekel. So tnu shekel would mean give them a shekel or whatever they need. Al titnu ela would mean no, it's got to be a shekel. But if he starts talking about, oh, if there's still money left and here's what I want done with that money, then we know that he's being stingy with his kids. We know that he wants there to be money left. So regardless of how he formulated that shekel payment, it should only be a shekel payment. It shouldn't be any more than that. So Rav Sheshes understood that case of when if there's money left over, give it to acherim, is are people who are not not Roy Liorsho, people who are not his Yorshim. So according to what we said in the Mishnah, that it's, you can't be Morish to someone who's not Roy Liorsho, you have to only give it to them as a Matana. So we hear also, where he says, Yirshu Achirim Tachtein, he's using Lashon of Yerusha, it should not work. So why is it that they're Kona? So it must be that since he said a Lashon of Matana, when he spoke about his kids, he said, Tnu Shekel Lebanai, and Yirei Shacherim, so it's Shnei B'nei Adam, and it's two separate Lashonos, two separate things, and apparently it works. Apparently it's going to, even though you use Lashon of Yerusha about the non-Yorshim, it's going to work. V'ahach, Shtei Sados, Shnei B'nei Adam, Nami, the Nesina to the Banim, and the Yerusha to the Acherim, are like Shtei Sados, because they're not getting the same money. The Yorshim are getting, his children are getting the Shekel, and the others are getting whatever's left over after all the Shekels are given. So it's two people, two Sados, V'ketani Dekani, and yet you see that it works. So that's where I got my idea that Shnei B'nei Adam is going to work. So who most of Levavum Mefarikla? Rav Sheshes is one that asked from this Brisa on the other Shitos, and he really answered that the other Shitos will be able to respond to this. Meaning those Shitos that hold that Shnei Sados to Shnei B'nei Adam is not, that the one that you do Blush and Yerusha is not going to work, are not going to be so bothered by this Brisa. They'll have a way out. They'll have a way to be Metarets. How will they be Metarets? Roy Liorsho. The Acherim in this Brisa is someone who's Roy Liorsho. It's not some random guy. It's someone who's actually Roy Liorsho, and therefore has nothing to do with our discussion. Rabbi Yochanan Brokehi, and we're assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Broka in tomorrow's daf, that if a person says, Ish Ploni Yerushani, when he has a Ben or a Bas, if that Ploni is Roy Liorsho, then Dvar of Kayam. So over here in the Brisa, you don't need to say that the Lashon Matana worked for a Lashon of overpowered the Lashon of Yerusha. The Lashon of Yerusha itself works because you could divert a Yerusha, or you could redistribute rather a Yerusha within the Yorshim. So that's what it's talking about. So it's not a Raya. So I'm Rav Ashi Tashma. Let me bring another Raya to Rav Sheshes from that which we learned in a Braisa about a Shchiv Mira, who says to a particular person, Nechasei Lecha, my Nechasim are given to you, Va'acherecha, and after you die, Yirash Ploni, I want it to be handed off to Ploni, Va'acherecha, and after that Ploni dies, Yirash Ploni, I'm identifying the next person, the person who's really doing like some heavy estate planning, that he wants to make sure that he's gonna see where everything's gonna go for a long time after he dies. So Meis Rishon Kanasheni, when the first one dies, the second one's called the Nechasim. Meaning it works. His will is we follow it. But sometimes things don't work out the way he planned. What if the second guy dies while the first one's still alive? So the first one still has it, and then the second one dies. So when the first one dies, there's no second one to give it to. So do you just jump to the third guy? No. Yachsun Chasim Liyarshe Rishon. Then it belongs to the first guy, and it goes to his Yarshim, like any other Yerusha that their Yarish from Mesa. Does not go to the third guy, because the third guy only had the rights to be Mekabalit from the second guy, not from the first guy. Second guy is dead. Second guy never got it. So you see that the Lashon Matana that he said to the first guy works, even though there's Lashon Yerusha that he said to the second guy, and the third guy, that the Lashon Matana is what carries the day. The Nesina to the two other people is considered like Shnei Sados because they don't have any, it never overlaps, meaning they never have during each other's lifetimes. And they're obviously Shnei B'nei Adam, V'katani Dekana. And it says that the other two people are going to be Kona those Nechasim after the first one dies. So you see that even Shnei Sados, Shnei B'nei Adam, Lashon Matana works to be Makna, even that which you gave, B'Lashon Yerusha, right? Nechasai Lecha was a Matana, and then V'acharecha Yirash Ploni. Well, that's a different person, different Sada. What do you mean? Why should it work? Because since to the first guy, he said Lashon Matana, so therefore the Matana is going to carry through, and even Shnei Sados, Shnei B'nei Adam, the Lashon Matana carries the day. Maybe you'll reject this Raya the same way you rejected the last Raya, and you'll say, no, this is talking about people who are Roy Liorsho, and we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that if you're within the people that are Roy Liorsho, you're allowed to redistribute the Yerusha. Nah, if we were talking about a guy, that the second guy is Roy Liorsho, and unlike Rabbi Yochum Rabroka, Meis Sheni Kana Shlishi, Hashalach Rav, then how come it says that if the second guy dies, the third guy is Kona, Hashalach Ravacha Breid Ravavia, didn't Ravacha Breid Ravavia send a message that Lediv Rabbi Yochum Rabroka, Nechasei Lach Vacharecha Leploni, that if a person is Morish, his Nechasim to one guy, and he says, and after you, it should go to Ploni, and he doesn't say Lashon Matana nor Lashon Virusha, Verishon Roy Liarsho, and the first one is actually Roy to Yarshanim, Ein L'Sheni Makom Rishon Klum. The Nechasim stays with the Yarshim of the first guy. It does not go to the second guy at all. Shein Zal Lashon Matana, because Nechasei Lecha is not a Lashon Matana, El Lashon Yerusha. It's a Lashon Virusha, and Virusha Ein Lahefsik, a Yerusha to a person who receives something as B'Torah's Yerusha, does not stop when the Yoresh dies. It remains in the line of Yerusha and goes to his Yorshim. So in that case, where the first guy was Zocha B'Torah's Yerusha, the second guy would not get the Nechasim after the first guy dies. So it must be that the case of the Braisa, V'acharecha Yirush Ploni, V'acharei Acharecha Yirush Ploni, if you're going to say the reason the second one is Koni, even though he was given B'Loshon Yerusha, is because he's rightly Yarsho, and it's going like Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, then the third guy should not be Yoresh those Nechasim after him, because the second guy got it as Yerusha, and Yerusha doesn't have a Hefzik. Yerusha continues along the lines. So it must be that the reason the second guy was Zochel and Nechasim is not because he was royally Yarsho. It's because the Lashon Matana is what carried the day. It's because it's Shnei Sado, Shnei Bnei Adam, Satyufta Dekulu, and therefore it's a Pircha on all of those Shitos that thought that Shnei Sado, Shnei Bnei Adam, that the Lashon Matana does not work. And therefore, Kal V'chomer, Shnei Sado, Sado, Echad, and Shnei Bnei Adam and Sada Achas, for sure the Lashon Matan is going to work and the entire thing is going to work. So Tiyufta, all the Shitas said otherwise. So it says Gemara, Leman Ami Tavi Tiyufta Reish Lakish. Should we say that this din that says in the Brisa is a kasha on the Shita of Reish Lakish as well? That Shnei Sados to Shnei Bnei Adam, we said that you have to include in both people and both fields in the two Lashonos of Yerusha and in the one Lashon Matan in the middle, because the Brisa says that it works regardless. Reish Lakish said, no, you got to formulate it the right way, where you have to say Yerusha Matani Yerusha, and you're incorporating both people in both fields in the Yerusha Matani Yerusha, then we're going to say Shnei Sado Shnei Bin Adam is going to work. Vitizbra, you want to say that that Reish Lakish is, we have a Pirchon Reish Lakish, Vamarava Hilskav said Reish Lakish Banitas. Rava says that we paskin like Reish Lakish in three particular halachos, and this is one of those halachos. So if the Braisa were a Pircha and Reish Lakish, Rava would not have paskin like that Shita. Meaning if there was a Braisa that went against Reish Lakish, Rava never would have said, oh, we paskin like Reish Lakish, and these three matters, one of them being this this matter. He never would have said that. What are the three halachos that we paskin like Reish Lakish? This is one of them. The other another one is Yevamos Daf Lamed Hey, that a cholitz l'muberes, you do chalitza with a pregnant woman, and then she has a hapala, she has a miscarriage. So Rabbi Yochanan says she does not need another chalitza. Reish Lakish says since she was pregnant, it's as if the chalitza didn't happen, and now she's going to need a chalitza from her deceased husband's brother. And the other one is Baba Kamadaf Peches, where if a person writes Kol Nechas of Lebno, and the son sells it Bechaye Ha'av, Rabbi Yochanan says the Lokech is not Kona. Reish Lakish says the Lokech is Kona, because he has the son has a kinyan in the Gufa Nechas. So even though the Chalchili is not supposed to sell it, if he does sell it, it's binding. But bottom line is, what we're saying over here, and this is the third one, that we pass on like Reish Lakish, that since we pass on like Reish Lakish, it must be that the Brice is not against Reish Lakish. Well, how come the Brice is not against Reish Lakish? Lo kasha. Kan betoch k'dei dibor, kan lachar k'dei dibor. That the Brice is talking about a case where he said the Lashonos of Yerusha and Matana betoch k'dei dibor of each other. Within the time it says to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari. So then the halacha is that it's all dibur echad. So and therefore the lashon matana is going to work to override the lashon of Yerusha, because it's as if you did it all b'lashon matana. Whereas that which Reish Lakish said is only when it's la'achar k'dei dibur. The lashon matana, lashon Yerusha, were not b'toch k'dei dibur of each other, and therefore therefore just mentioning Lashon Matana is not going to work. You're going to have to make sure that it's clear that the Lashon Matana is going on both of them. How do you make it clear? You say Yoresh, no say Yoresh, and you make it clear that the Yoresh is going on both of them because you said it twice, and therefore no sin is also going on both of them. It has to make it very clear that Matana is going on both of them. And so once we parse out this potential chiluk between Toka de Dibor and not Toka de Dibor, we can see how the Brisa is not a kasha on Reish Lakish. What do we say about Toka de Dibor in general? Ve'ilsa kol Toka de Dibor k'dibor dami levar me'avodos kochavim b'kiddushin. That Toka de Dibor is always k'dibor dami, and therefore, if you back out on something, Toka de Dibor of having said it, you can back out on it with two exceptions. With avodah zarah, you say hareza l'avodah zarah, and then Toka de Dibor, you say no, I changed my mind. So it does not have the status of avodah zarah. There's a sugi in avodah zarah daf mem vav that even though we could be matir certain things, that there may be an argument to make to be matir certain things that are chashash l'avodah zarah, the pasuk of shaketz tishaktsenu tells me that we should be extra machmir in isurei avodah zarah and to asr and to be meshaketz kol davar. So that tells me that even though Toka de Dibor normally would allow you to back out of something, once you designate something for avodah zarah, no backing out, no changing your mind. Shaketz tishaktsenu, anything that had a shemitz of avodah zarah, that had a mention of avodah zarah associated with it, it's out. So there's no Toka de Dibor where you can back out on being matfis something la avodah zarah. And kiddushin is the other thing. Kiddushin requires edus l'kiyum adavar. You need edik kiddushin. So that shows that's megalad, where Chaim explains that you need a very high level of das. If you had such a high level of das, Toka de Dibor means I wasn't thinking. Like give my mind a minute to catch up with my mouth, right? So, but if we had a very high level of das, we assume your mind was already caught up with your mouth. You don't need the Toka de Dibor, and therefore you cannot be chozer b'Toka de Dibor. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Kof Lamed Amud Aleph. Have a great day, good Shabbos, a good L'chedosh, everybody.
Thank you.